Blog Talk Radio.
Now those of you that are out in radio land, this is the golden and rare opportunity that you have every week now to wake up everyone in the household. This is the golden opportunity that you have if you're driving in your car to stop at the red light and let somebody know. This is a chance for you to do that. Call a loved one, call a neighbor, call a friend, call a co-worker. You'll have something better to discuss during the week if you would tune in to this radio ministry here today where the real revolution in America is taking place. And I told you out in radio land, you don't want to miss this. I told you to wake up everybody in the household because the real revolution is taking place from these microphones.
Super Legend, we're an invincible warrior race. I am their son, and at long last, I have risen to claim my birthright. I have stepped into the ranks of greatness.
Warning, some information once heard can never be ejected from your mind. You will either be forced to suppress it or act upon it. You are about to hear the reality of the many untold or hidden things that have taken place in this world we live in. The truth of these things are now springing forth as a flood, as if a levee of knowledge has broken free. If you are a person who despises the truth, enjoys your delusion, and rejects knowledge, please keep it moving, because what you are about to hear will cause you to rethink everything you thought you knew. It will challenge your mind to the very edge of consciousness. So if you are not used to positive brain activity that may stimulate thought and change, get up and continue grazing in the grass as a lost sheep. Watch your television to keep your mind weak. Drink the Kool-Aid of darkness and go back to sleep. Shalom.
What if I was Mike Brown? What if I was Mike Brown? Cop is screaming, get the fuck on the ground, like right now. But what happens if I'm trying to run, and he reaches for his waist, and he fires a gun? Another homicide, listen as his mama cries. This real life shit here ain't nothing dramatized. Was I possibly the suspect of a robbery? A walking wild black, which was prompted y'all to follow me. I'm living to die, or I'm just dying to live. But whatever the reason is, I'm tired of shit. All this racial profiling is fucking with my head. Cops don't care. To them, I'm just another nigga dead. I know y'all paint us out as nothing but losers. We just trying to live. Save the fucking excuses. Mr. Officer, crooked officer. I ain't trying to end up in no coffin.
And I'm in denial. And it don't take no x-ray to see right through my smile. I know I be on the go. And it ain't no drink out there that can numb my soul. Oh no. All we wanna do is take the chains off. All we wanna do is break the chains off. All we wanna do is be free. All we wanna do is be free. All we want to do is take the chains off. All we want to do is break the chains off. All we want to do is make it free. All we want to do is... Can you tell me why? Every time I step outside, I see my niggas die. Oh, I'm letting you know that it ain't no gun they make that can kill my soul. Oh, we want to do is take the chains off. All we want to do is take the chains off. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is take the chains off. All we want to do is break the chains off. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is be free.
Now it's like the officer's pulling them inside the car. He's trying to pull away. And at no time the officer said that he was going to do anything until he pulled out his weapon. His weapon was drawn, and he said, "I'll shoot you, or I'm going to shoot." And in the same moment, the first shot went off. And we looked at him. He was shot, and it was blood coming from him. And we took off running.
Are we all alone, fighting on our own? Please give me a chance. I don't wanna dance. Something's got me down. I will stand my ground. Don't just stand around. Don't just stand around.
As we took off running, I ducked and hid for my life because I was fearing for my life. And I hid by the first car that I saw. My friend, he kept running. And he told me to keep running because he feared for me too. So as he was running, the officer was trying to get out of the car. And once he got out of the car, he pursued my friend, but his weapon was drawn. Now, he didn't see any weapon drawn at him or anything like that. I was going for no weapon. His weapon was already drawn when he got out the car. He shot again, and once my friend felt that shot, he turned around and he put his hands in the earth, and he started to get down, but the officer still approached with his weapon drawn, and he fired several more shots, and my friend died.
All we want to do is take the chains off. All we want to do is break the chains off. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is take the chains off. All we want to do is break the chains off, man. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is be free.
You know, that would be the first thing. It's like, what is amor? What is, you know, like, they'll say all this stuff about amor, amor, amor. I mean, it is the manifestation of the being into the flesh, the being who travels beginning in the waters of their mother's womb. See, when you look up the word amor, it just doesn't mean a noun. It's actually an action. So it means that since man is mind and we're all spirit, and then we come into the flesh, so we travel upon the seven stages of development in the waters of the mother's womb. That's womb, right? And then when we're done, we get cut from the navel, which is navigating L. And then we become navigating L's upon the earth plane. So you start there. So if that was understood and accepted, then would really be no... there would really be no problem, because people say, well, I don't have to be anything to be whatever. Well, I just explained to you what that is. It means that you, if you came to the womb, then you were mourning, and you were mourning through the seven stages of the waters and the seven stages of development in your mother's womb. And then you didn't have to be called anything, because that's just what it is. So those who actually call themselves mourners are actually saying, I'm not anything except that I am, that I am.
I am that I am.
That's really what's being said. Because we weren't called black then. Description, maybe, blackamoor or whatever, but that's it. Know the difference between a description and an actual, you know, person, place, or thing now.
Understand that, baby, this is so-
everyone. And guess what, baby?
Selfish desires are burning like fires among those who hoard the gold, as they continue to keep the people asleep and the truth from being told. Racism and greed will keep the people in need from getting what's right for theirs. Cheating, stealing, and double dealing as they exploit the people's fears. And now Dow Jones owns the people's homes and all the surrounding land, buying and selling their humble dwelling in the name of the master plan. Because paper money is like a bee without honey, with no stinger to back him up. And those who stole the people's gold are definitely corrupt. Credit cards, master charge, legacies of wills, real estate, stocks and bonds on coupons, paper bills. And now the U.S. Mint on paper prints millions every day, and use the eagle for their symbol, cause it's a bird of prey. And now the laws of peace and the owls of wars are clutched very tightly in the eagle's claws, filled with greed and lust. And on the back of the dollar bill is the words, "In God we trust." But the dollar bill is the only God, and they don't even trust each other. And for a few dollars more, they'd start a war to exploit some brother's mother. Then there's the pyramid that stands by itself, created by black people's knowledge and wealth. And over the pyramid hangs the devil's eye that stole from the truth and created the lie. Now a new it means an endless amount stolen over the years. And coexist means a new empire of vampire millionaires. And novus is a Latin word meaning something new. And ordo means a way of life chosen by a few. Seclorum is a word that means to take from another. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding stolen from the brother. A Roman numerals on the base of the pyramid's face tell the date they began to exist, when they established this branch of hell in 1776. Now there are 13 layers of stone on the pyramid alone, an unfinished work of art. For 33 and a third is how the mason can go without falling apart. 13 stars in the original flag, 13 demons from the devil's bag, 13 berries and 13 leaves, 13 colonies of land-grabbing thieves, 13 owls in the eagle's claws, 67 corporations wage the devil's wars, 13 stripes on the eagle's shield, and these are the symbols on the U.S. seal. Now on the front of the dollar bill, to the right of Washington's head, is a small seal in the shape of a wheel with a secret that's been left unsaid. The symbols in the middle represent the riddle of the scales, the ruler, and the key. The square rule is a symbol from the craft of masonry. The scales represent Libra, the balance of the seventh sign. They also represent the just us, which you and I know is blind. The key unlocks the mysteries of the secrets of the seal, so that only the governed human would know what they reveal. The four words above form the last part of the secrets of the seal, and tells how they fooled the people into thinking paper money was real. Now Thesaur means the treasury where they store the gold they stole, and Amur means to punish, like the slaves they bought and sold. Then Septent means seven, like a 1776, when the 13 devils gathered to unleash their bag of tricks. Then Sigil means the images they've created to fool the world, like the colors on Old Glory, the flag that they unfurled. Now red's for the color of the Indian man, white's for the devils who stole the land, blue's for the eyes that hypnotize with the tricks and traps they sprung. And even to this very same day, they all speak with forked tongues. And so the power's in the hands of the ruling classes, playing God with the fate of all the masses, so the people don't get any in the lands of the plenty, cause E pluribus unum means one out of many.
I read from page 36 of Malcolm X on Afro-American history. Racist talk. Why not say he's a liar? I'm not talking about... about all of them. I'm talking about all of those who are responsible for this false concept of the African image. And this is most of them. If I said all of them, they'd call me a racist. I can't say all of them, but most of them, those in power, that told his lies deliberately and scientifically to distort the image of Africa in order to mold a better picture and image of Europe. You can see the crime that they committed once you begin to delve into the African continent today and find its real position in science and civilization and times gone by. Also, in that same time, or a little later, was a civilization called the Moors. The Moors were also a dark-skinned people on the African continent who had a highly developed civilization. They were such magnificent warriors that they crossed the Straits of Gibraltar in, I think, the year 711, 8th century, conquered Portugal, what we today know as Portugal, Spain, and southern France, conquered it and ruled it for 700 years. And they admit that during this time, Europe was in the Dark Ages, meaning darkness, ignorance, and it was the only light spot, the only light of learning that existed on the European continent at that time were the universities that the Moors had erected and what we today know today as Spain and Portugal. These were the African universities that were set up in that area, and they ruled throughout that area up to a place known as Tours, where they were stopped by a Frenchman known in history as Charles Martel, or Charles the Hammer. He stopped the invasion of the Africans, and these were Africans. They try to confuse you and me by calling them Moors, so that you and I won't know what they were. But when you go home, look in the dictionary. Look up the word M-O-O-R. It will tell you that Moor means black. Well, if Negro means black and Moor means black, then they're talking about the same people all the time. But they don't want you and me to know that we were warriors, that we conquered, that we had armies. They want you and me to think that we were always nonviolent and passive and peaceful and forgiving. Sure, we forgave our enemies. In those days, after we killed them, we forgave them. End quote.
Islam, Hotep, Salam, Salam Alaikum, and universal greetings to my peoples out there in the cyber world and the world in general. This is the Universe Conscious of Itself show. Yes, doing a special Sunday show because of technical difficulties on Thursday. I wasn't able to do the show, but I think this is a very, very important topic or a conceptual idea that I've gathered from my understanding of how to administer your own affairs, become the executor of your estate, you know what I'm saying, and things of that nature. Now, today's show is called Your Straw Man is Your Slave, right? I'm going to read the details just so I can give a quick synopsis of what the whole show is about. It's tonight on the Universe Conscious of Itself show, I will go into another part of the understanding of administering your affairs by speaking about competency in estate, trust, and private rights. Competency in these concepts, debtor and creditor concepts, your level of responsibility, accountability, and competency will determine whether you win or lose in a sea of commerce and contracts, right? That statement was based on, like I said, my continuous study, you know what I'm saying, in this subject matter. I'm going to play one more song, and I'm going to come back because I got a lot of stuff I want to go into this show. So stay tuned. Bear with me, y'all.
L.A. Leakers.
The Los Angeles Leakers.
L.A. Leakers. My homies. This is the L.A. Leakers. Let's go.
L.A. Leakers.
Yeah, mind things. But yo, we out in LA though, man. Shout out to the Leakers, man. Hey.
Yo, check it out. The man rose, little concrete rose. Put your hands together, folks, for the black roach. Body deliver, like stagecoach. Now I stay posted, my nigga. Now what's the sign? My son in the youth is all drawn. 1 minute, we all smiling, and poof, we fall silent. And I've been digging deep for this thing, I ain't finding this. Either I'm insane or my brain is, to be honest, that's probably what it is. I've seen a lot of shit that you probably can't live with. You probably can't stomach, you probably can't ingest. At times you're so hungry, got mad dreams to wish it it'll all get sunny. But for now, it's this money that determines and divide, that's the sure and I lie. Even causing homicides on the streets of NY. A little shorty asked me, what's my purpose and why? I told him to save the children, import them right at the lot. He said, for sure, that's tight, but with a dollar signs in that. They had to find dimes with that. Ass so fat, the Phantom and the Maybach. That black mat, that go. That's when I tell yo, chill, shorty, relax. Let me open your mind to the cover times. Your vision is colorblind, it's fine. The light could still shine. If I consume this time, he begin to unravel and travel to a place he thought that he would never find. Bad mind, yeah. Check it out, one time, yeah. I'm on my LA shit, nigga. Yeah, I'm with the leakers. Yeah, and I'm smoking reefer. Yeah, big cheaper. Alright, man, shout out to all my people out in LA, though. Ha, yeah.
The Los Angeles Leakers.
Whack hip hop makes me mad. Let me explain. You see, anger is this little being who lives inside of your heart, and he's constantly in there, exercising, lifting weights, and preparing for a little bell to ring. And when anger hears that bell, he throws those weights down and he goes crazy. He starts running around the department and shit. He calls up his cousins, confusion and frustration, who usually hang out with love. But since anger started going crazy, they can't find love anywhere. So those three get together, and when those three get together, you get rage. And rage shows him how it's all done. He goes and he tracks down the two twins, Reason and Logic, and he just starts fucking him up, 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 and he starts telling your brain all kinds of crazy things to do. Hey, brain, start banging this nigga's ass against the wall. Hey, brain, start banging this nigga's ass against the wall. Eventually, Reason and Logic wake back up, and everything's cool. But what happens if Rage gets a hold of the two twins, Reason and Logic, so much just fucking them up, 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 and they go into a coma, and you got Rage running in and out of your body, day in, day out, day in, day out, just fucking them up, fucking them up, fucking them up, fucking them up, fucking them up. Anger is a little being that keeps fucking them up, fucking them up, fucking them up. Stop.
Peace, man. Anger is a little being who lives inside your heart.
Islam, Hotep, Salam, Salam Alaikum. I'm right back with you. The Universe Conscious of Itself show, very, very interesting topic. Your straw man is your slave. First, we want to start off with the legal definition of straw man, right? Let's get it in. An individual who acts as a front for another who actually occurs the expansion and obtain the profit of a transaction. In the terminology employed by real estate dealers, a straw man is an individual who acts as a conduce for conveniency in holding and transferring title to the property involved. For example, such a person might act as an agent for another in order to take title to right to real estate and execute whatever document and instrument the principal direct with respect to the transaction. Now, another word we want to really pay attention to in that legal definition of straw man is agent, right? Because once you understand the relationship that you have with the state, and if you want to, you can go. I have a blog talk that I did called Cleaning Up the Confusion, where I go into the relationship between you and the state and how the state itself is a corporation, so it has to create a situation in order for you to interact with it. So it creates trust situation or a trust relationship between you. You know what I'm saying? Your mom's in the state, right? Your mom being the settler or the the agent who gave up, who gave over the rights to the state, right, or the grantor, you being the beneficiary, you always acting, most people are acting as the trustee in that relationship with the state, right? And if you act like the trustee, you take all the liability and obligation of the situation that, which is the name, which is the all caps name, that gets into any type of claim they have on it, any type of charges that it has, you're being liable for it. And what happens is we have to expand our comprehension of this concept of how our relationship with the state makes us have an extra responsibility on getting our affairs in order, right? So another, we want to move on because I was saying something in that concept. Okay, the state creates a relationship with you, right? And the whole basis of the relationship is them claiming ownership over your body. You know what I'm saying? Let's make it all simple. Let's make it simple. I don't want to make it all complex. The state creates such a state trust where they imply it's implied that they have control over your affairs, right? The Suffocate Trust, which is a constructive act, which I will go into the constructive, but we need to read these definitions. It's a constructive act that implies that the state is given, that your mom gave over administrative power to the state for your affairs, and also that gave over property right ownerships to your body, right, in which brings you into their political body, which brings you into their jurisdiction. This is the only way they can handle you. Okay, so now you understand that relationship. Now you're going into, let's read this definition, substitute trust, right? One who possesses equitable rights in property and receives the rent, issues beneficiary. Okay. One who has a right to a beneficial interest in and out of a state and legal title to which is vested in another. Right? Let me read that again. He who has a right to a beneficiary interest in or out of an estate, the legal title to which is vested in another. The person who possesses the equitable rights to property and receives the rent, issue, and profit thereof, the legal estate of which is vested in a trustee. Is a trustee. Okay, right? So now we want to literally go into the estate. What is an estate? All right, we have to understand these terms before we can hear an estate. All right, it says, I like the second definition, but I'm gonna read the first two. Right, an estate is an area or amount of land or property in particular. Right, the second definition, which I like better, is a class. Or an order regarded as a forming political, the body politic in particular, one of the three groups constituting parliament, now the Lord's spirits, the heads of the church, the Lord temporal, and the common. They are also known as the three estates, right? And they're going into European, British understanding law of this estate, the estate. Guess what? Everyone is born with an estate. Every human on this planet is born with an estate. right? And guess what? Everyone is only bounded to their creator's rules. So that's very, very powerful what I just said. Something might go over your head, but it's very, very powerful, right? The fact that you have unalienable rights, and the fact that you have sole rights to your behavior, your body, whatever you do, your political choices, you have sole rights to these things, right? And you can only give them up through your actions, right? And through you contracting without comprehension of how to contract. Really, at what becoming a sovereign and being a sovereign, I mean, because you can't become a sovereign, you're born a sovereign. Being a sovereign, being the administrator of your affairs, being the executor, you have to be competent of these concepts. Competency is competency in these concepts is what gives you authority to your estate and the power to move your estate as you see fit, right? So we went into the estate. The estate is a class or order regarded as a forming part of the body politic in particular, right? So once you understand you're born with an estate, guess what? You have, you are born with possessions. First possession you were born with, your body. It's yours, right? Who does it belong to, right? Most people say it belongs to my creator, right? But guess what? Your creator gave it to you, so it's yours now. It belongs to you, right? So the first thing that's in your estate when you are born is your body. The second thing in your estate when you're born is your name, which is given to you by your mother, or your title. These are all very much powerful possessions in your hand, and these are the possessions. These possessions are the possessions that they're constantly trying to make you give up. They're trying to make you give up your body, right? As a result, give up your name. As a result, act in the terms and conditions of their jurisdictions or how they dictate your, how they dictate how you move your political disposition. Right, this is important that you have a political disposition. It's important that you have a will, so you won't be looked at as a wandering vessel. So this is what they're looking for. And a wandering vessel is just an allegory for someone who is not competent in law. Someone who is taken advantage of because of this incompetency, right? And they volunteer themselves into awkward positions which don't meet their best interests. But slavery was abolished. Slavery and involuntary servitude was abolished except for imprisonment, right? So you must take a position, you know what I'm saying, or step into a class or a status of being someone who's competent of handling their own affairs and bringing their affairs into order, right? This is part of being the executor. This is part of the executor role, is being responsible for your affairs. Whether it's political affairs, whether it's financial affairs, whether it's private affairs, you have to be up on it and competent enough to handle these affairs. Other than that, you put yourself in a condition of servitude, and it's voluntary. So it's not illegal. It's not slavery. Now, let's go back to, I mean, once you understand that you have an estate when you were born, and your body is in your estate, and your title is in your estate, which is your name, which is the all caps, which they have, construed into an all cap. They have created a Susticate trust, right, and put your title in that trust, your name in that trust. But guess what? It's your property. So anything they're doing with that name, just like you can't go around using McDonald's name without paying them copyrights. It will be infringement if you use their name without the permission. So guess what? You reclaim supreme interest of the title that the state has created a trust situation with. Right? And you learn how to become the executor of your estate. So once you become the executor of your estate, you can dictate the order upon which the estate is, or the trust that you, as a matter of fact, you have to, in my opinion, what I found out, you have to create your own express trust to counter the constructive trust that the state created. You have to counter that, rebut that with an express trust. Because what the constructive trust is saying is that you are incompetent, you don't have control of your vessel, so the state takes control of it. So what the express trust does is create a counter situation to where you dictate your political disposition. You dictate your financial and legal disposition. Because when you're competent at these things, you know how to author the right legal, you know what I'm saying, the right legal documents to put yourself in a situation that's within your best interest, and opposed to against your best interest, which is everybody who is not competent in these concepts, right? Those who are not competent in these concepts, they always put themselves in an awkward position where their interest is not being met. And I would advise people to go really understand the Susticate Trust, how they're creating a situation where whenever you're not confident of the fact that they're creating a Susticate Trust, anytime you're interacting with the state, they're literally making you take responsibility for something that they created. They're making you take responsibility for some fictitious fiction that they created. When you're competent of how things work, all you do is you just give it back to them in honor. You just put the liability back in their hands in honor. Right? But if you're not understanding what's really going on here, you're going to always walk in as the person who is liable for all of the legal claims, the obligation for whatever that trust is liable for. You're responsible for it. I mean, either way, you're responsible for it. So once you take charge of it and become an executor of it, and what you do is you put it on the record. It's called an executive letter, right? Now, this executive letter is basically a rebuttal, or basically a structure upon which you handle your affairs with. So basically you're outlining and detailing the order from which you govern yourself in your executive letter. Because if you don't outline and draw out the way that the particular way you're governing yourself, then guess what? You become victim of the particular way that they have construed to govern you. So you, it's a must in order for you to counter with your relationship that they created with the state, with the constructive trust. It's important for you to become competent in a trust law, a state law, and be able to be in the concept of the executive role. You have to be confident in these concepts in order to walk in a particular way. So just to show that you are competent, that you know what you're doing. Because if you don't know your rights, you don't have them. You know how people say, I got rights, right? But they don't know how to act on their rights. Well, guess what? They're going to look at you as incompetent and put you in the same box as everyone else. As a wandering vessel, not in control of his own affairs, so the state has to act accordingly now. Right? So, you understand, if you understand these concepts, then you understand that your straw man is your slave. Your straw man being in the all caps name that is really an agent of the state, right, that they created the relationship with the trust, the Susquehanna Trust Act, with the Susquehanna Trust, right? But like you said, it's acting in a certain capacity within a certain construct that they created, right? But you want to be in control of it still. Some people debate whether you should claim ownership over it. Or me personally, I say, no, you don't own it. The state owns it. But guess what? You hold supreme interest in it because they're using your name. Just like what I said about the concept with McDonald's. They can't go around. No one can go around and use McDonald's name nilly-willy. You can't just go around using it. You got to pay them to use their name. Well, guess what? If they throw my name around in any capacity, they better be, it better be actual a legal liability that I have. You understand me? Or there better be some type of legitimacy to the charges or the claim that they're putting on my title. Because if not, then when you're dealing with the state, what you do is basically, because anytime, even when you're dealing in courts, it's different from when you're dealing with a financial statement or a financial status or a financial situation or when you're in court. When you're in court, you basically, because the bond, when they create the bond, they're trying to make you liable for the bond. So all you do is accept everything in honor. You understand me? Accept everything in honor. And then what you're doing, you accept everything in honor as the executor, as the one who wrote the executive letter and created the order from what you govern yourself, right? See, so now, because now you've already created an order from what you govern yourself, your own body, basic body politics that you created. The government can't infringe upon that. They can't say, oh, no, you have to go by how we can screw this process he should go. No. No, that's not how it works. I'm the executor. And like I said, I don't own the situation that they created with the Susquehanna Trust, but I hold the supreme interest. And by understanding how to word it in that particular way, this is what executors do. This is part of the executor role. Right. So I think I'm gonna take a break for a minute. We're 15 minutes in. I don't want to rant too much, but I'm gonna take a break and I'm gonna come back with some more definitions.
because understanding these words is the key. You understand? Being competent in these concepts, being competent in these systems is the key, right? Because if you are competent in these concepts, you're competent in these systems, then you know how to walk. You know how to, in opposed to people always talking about, I'm a sovereign, right? Instead of walking as a sovereign, because sovereigns don't say they're sovereigns. They just walk that. They just do it. They be a sovereign. You feel me? You don't have to announce. If you're a sovereign, you are never announced that you're a sovereign. Because you just walk in that particular way. Right? It's just like what I said about your rights. If you have them, you act on them. You assert them. You don't say, I have them. You assert them. You walk in a particular way that shows that you know what's going on. Right? So once you understand that, you can get into the executive role. You can become the master, right? And your straw man, which is an agent, which is a negotiable instrument, which is performing certain acts in that realm that they created, the construct that they created. Guess what? It's your slave. It's not you. It's your slave. It's your slave. It belongs to you. It works for you. You literally can make it work in your best interest every freaking time. You understand me? You have to study. You have to know how to file the right documents in order to put things in a particular order that's in the best interest, in your best interest. This is what we do. This is what we do on this show. That's why we put these warnings up. This is not legal advice. This is life advice. You understand me? This is life advice. You know what I'm saying? And I this is not a religion either. You don't have to believe nothing I say. You understand me? You don't have to believe nothing I say. As a matter of fact, I don't even like people, you know what I'm saying, taking face first value what I say. No. Go do the research. Prove me wrong if you can. That's what I'm telling them all the time. Because I've done the research. I know what I'm talking about right now. You understand me? And I challenge anybody to call in and challenge what I'm saying. Because I am not far from reproach of being corrected. You understand me? If I can be corrected, I want the listeners to call in and correct me. Let me know I'm wrong, right? The call-in number is 713-955-0522. You understand me? Call in. Question, comments, or you just want to challenge what I'm talking about or give me or add on to what I'm saying regarding. You understand me? Let's take a break, and I'll be right back with y'all. Universe Conscious of Itself Show.
With Jesus, when I say Jesus, I'm not talking about some blonde haired, blue eyed, pale skin, little bit complexion, cracker Christ. I'm talking about the Jesus of the Bible with hair like lamb's wool. I'm talking about that good hair. I'm talking about that nappy hair. That his body would be like pearl. Another scripture says his body would be like jasper. Another scripture says his body would be like vine.
Yes, yes. In fact, Universe Conscious of Itself show Stern Mahabe, and Minister of Affairs. Yeah, and I just want to go over some of the words. I was going to read some definitions, but I'm coming to the end of the show. I got 4 minutes in the show. I want to really go over some words that I want people to go look up. One, the first one is the state. I already said that one. The second one is trust law, right? The third is property rights, commerce, contract, negotiable instruments, straw man, debt, debtor, creditor. Suspect Q trust is spelled C-E-S-T-U-I-Q-U-I trust, T-R-U-S-T. I need y'all to go look up constructive trust, expressive trust. I need you all to look up settlor, trustee, beneficiary, fiduciary duties, secure party, executor role, no, executor role, executor letter, will filing. You please, if you are interested in becoming masters of yourself, go get familiarized with those words and the concepts, you know what I'm saying, that those words represent. You understand me? So you can, that's only for those who want to become masters, because I've learned that the mass majority of the public, they are just comfortable with being slaves. So I know this right here is not for everyone. That's why I do this disclosure in the beginning of the show. And this is not legal advice. It's life advice. Right? So, yeah, we're coming to the end of the show. We got 2 minutes in the show, but I think I made my prove my claim in this short amount of time that your straw man is your slave, and you should use it as such. You know what I'm saying? It's the instrument that you can use within the construct of their jurisdiction, and also secure your rights to have your own political and your own and protect your birthrights, protect your the rights of your property, which is what? Your title, which is your name, and your body, right? Because guess what? The rights to your body, well, all that comes along with the rights of your body is your political actions, your comprehension of these, or your definition, your right to define these concepts. That's all based on the right to your body or the property right laws involved in this, right? So, yeah, I encourage y'all to go look up those words. And we hear every Thursday at 8. I just did a special show today, Sunday. Did a special show because I missed Thursday for technical difficulties. I had to buy a whole new phone, y'all. I will be back next Thursday. Understand me? Or this Thursday coming up, the new week, Monday. So I will be hitting y'all up Thursday with a brand new show, more adventures for y'all. You know what I'm saying? More education, more edification of the people. You know what I'm saying? Just like we do every Thursday at 8 on this show, the Universe Conscious of Itself show. You know what I'm saying? Special show today on Sunday. We on every Thursday at 8, like I said. Okay. Also, if y'all want to get in touch with me at sternmahad@yahoo.com, or you can call me at 323-592-6720, or you can get at me on Facebook, sternmahad on Facebook. Also, you can befriend or like my company's Facebook page, which is Sternism Productions on Facebook. I would very much appreciate that. Also, please go check out my Bandcamp. I have a Bandcamp under the same name, Stern Mahad. Go check that out. Go check out my music. And even order some music off my website. You know what I'm saying? I'm independent. I'm not employed by anyone. and you know what I'm saying? So I need any support I can actually get. But until Thursday, which is coming up a couple days, got a very, very special show for y'all this Thursday coming up. So, peace.
The Universe Conscious of Itself show with Sturmock Fest.
The science, the math, the breaking it down, the action, the sound, the knowledge profound, social politics, civics, astrology, religion, Bible, Quran, ways that we live in, all things are subject to the masters of the public and private, no more and suffering and silence and ignorance, it's time to realize that you're infinite, the universe conscious of itself show, with your host, Big Stern,
Whether we like it or not, taking responsibility for the actions of our governments that operate in our name, that receive our complicity and our support, is essential to solving the problems we face. Blame shifting, on the other hand, is tantamount to voluntary maintenance of the tyranny. As for my motivations, I consider every single human being to be a brother or sister in one human family, and I want what is best for every member of my family. And I mean every member. But patronizing talk and false sensitivity helps nobody. Let there be no mistake. My greatest scorn is reserved for my birth nation of the United States and is without doubt the greatest terrorist entity of the 20th and 21st centuries, regardless of the fact that it has been hijacked by traitors and foreign agents. So if the citizens of the Jewish state and the United States want to avoid the virtually inevitable retribution coming their way, it will be by changing their disastrous course without delay. In this sense, I am all too ironically a friend to the Jewish state and the American people because both must face their criminal nature while they still have a chance.